आप सब जानते होंगे ना नाथू भाई और लक्ष्मी बेन को, कितने भाई बहन हैं जो नहीं जानते नाथू भाई लक्ष्मी बाबा के पुराने अनन्य बच्चे जो ज्ञान में बहुत वर्षों से चल रहे मेडावेल में रहते हैं। तो कल जो है दिन में समाचार मिला कि नाथू भाई ने शरीर छोड़ा, तो आप सबको फिर हम और आगे बताएंगे। तो उनके घर में भी मेडिटेशन आदि रखा हुआ है, मेडावेल में है। तो अगर आपको एड्रेस नहीं मालूम हो तो रिसेप्शन में रखा जाएगा, तो आप वहां उनके घर में जा सकते हैं। और कल शाम को दादी आनंद भाई और अनीता बेन के पास जाने वाली है, तो आप सबको वो निमंत्रण दे रहे हैं 7 बजे फ्राइडे को। ओके, फ्राइडे फ्राइडे इवनिंग। ओम शांति। रिट्रीट है। ओके ओके, वी गोइंग टू सिट इन स्पेशल मेडिटेशन एज आई अनाउंस्ड। आई मीन द इंग्लिश क्लास इज कमिंग अप ग्रेजुअली। वी गोइंग टू हैव अ स्पेशल मेडिटेशन बिकॉज बाबा इज वन वेरी स्पेशल चाइल्ड, नाथू भाई, हु हैज बीन विद बाबा फ्रॉम मेनी ईयर्स। ही लेफ्ट द फिजिकल बॉडी यस्टरडे, सो वील हैव स्पेशल रिमेम्बरेंस फॉर दैट सोल।
मीठे बाबा ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। Sister Jayanti just took leave to go to Spain. Om Shanti.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Muli sunni na?
You heard the murli?
Bhai hamari Jayanti aur Sudesh ben baithi hai to maine kaha
Jayanti ben and Sudesh ben are here and so Kadi had the thought let them read the murli.
Class mein aana munana
to come to class. Listen to the murli, read the murli.
Kitna bada bhari.
Is such immense fortune.
Lottery milti hai.
What should I call it, a lottery at this confluence age?
Kitni kamai hoti hai.
We earn such a big income.
Sun liya baba ka right hand banna hai.
We've heard today that we have to become Baba's
right hand.
What effort should we make to become Baba's right hand? Daddy wants to be able to see everyone's face. Even though Daddy is sitting on a platform, she is not able to see everybody's faces. So please sit in such a way that you can see Daddy, Daddy can see you. Daddy is not able to see Praveena Ben's face. To sit in such a way so that everyone's face is visible. If nothing else, at least to sit so that you're
seen.
I don't know if you've heard the song that was played just now, whether you've experienced it or not. And it is the song that Baba, I just want to keep seeing you. And Baba also says, child, I want to keep seeing you. And I say, Baba, I just want to keep looking at you, seeing you. What else is there to see? If that's the chant internally, that Baba, I just want to keep looking at you, seeing you, then what would Baba say? In Sindhi, there is an expression, that child, if you give love, wouldn't there be the return of love, of love? But what kind of world do we create in ourselves, internally? Baba says, make an internal world of Baba's within yourself. Make Baba's world your world internally. Because what the outsiders do, they take the whole world within themselves, and that's their internal world. Yesterday's day was a wonderful day, and she's asking Sheila Ben, didn't your internal world change yesterday? And Farah, she was there also. What do you have to keep inside yourself? The things Baba shares, the way Baba sees, the things Baba desires of us, those are the things that are in our heart, in our hearts. Baba likes this.
बाबा का सबसे प्यारा रूप है
बाबाज मोस्ट लवली फॉर्म
भले कृष्ण अच्छा है दुनिया वालों के लिए
well, yes, कृष्ण His form as Krishna is very lovely, very attractive. People of the world also like Krishna. But when I see Baba as the comforter of hearts, and Baba's memorial, Dilwara temple, there is no other such temple. So create a little room in yourself, in your heart for Baba. Because when I have Baba within the self, then Baba will also create that space for you in his heart. And just before Dadi came to class, she'd read a letter from Surinam, and Dadi quite often remembers Surinam, and she shared a story with us about Surinam. It was only 10 years that Guyana center had been established, and Dadi had been called there for its celebrations, and for going to Guyana, she went to Suriname first, and it was a Thursday, and there wasn't a plane going from Suriname to Guyana. And she wanted to celebrate Satguruvar in Guyana, and they'd made lots of preparations, but she had to spend Thursday in Suriname, and there were only 10, 12 people, maybe 20 at the most. And yesterday or the day before, Dadi was talking about Satguruvar. And they were all sitting in Baba's remembrance, and Baba's heart just grew and grew and grew. And the feeling was that whoever was coming to Baba, they merged in Baba's heart. And that vision that I had was such a beautiful vision. And so I was sitting in Baba's remembrance and merging in Baba's heart, but I saw everyone else was merged in Baba's heart, and I was feeling how huge Baba's heart is. So one who has an honest heart, they don't know what this other world, the outside world, is about, because they are in Baba's heart. Not even this Brahmin world and what's going on in the Brahmin world. Of course, there are many scenes in that world too, but what should we look at? It's as if Baba is seeing us and making us worthy of taking us into the new world. And before we can go to the new world, there is that desire to experience the peace of the home. And now so many are writing about this project, just a minute. How in 1 minute we can experience silence, and how we should stay in silence for that minute. So each one should ask themselves, do I really sit in silence for even a minute? Okay, Sister Maureen is on that project and writes about it, but really I'm asking everyone here, do you really sit in silence here, even if it's just for a moment? Really ask yourself, tell me honestly, do you really do that? Let there be such silence for even 1 minute that the rest of my 59 minutes are experienced in silence, that 1 minute's deep silence that enables the rest of the hour to be in natural silence. At one time we had requested Mama, I had requested to Mama, Mama, let me do the work of repairing old clothes so that I'm sewing and stitching and, you know, putting in patches and things like that. Mama had said to all the other sisters that if anyone has any clothes that need repairing or torn, they should put a little bundle by Mama's room and Mama will have that taken care of. And so Daddy was given this job to do. And 12 hours, Daddy would sit at the sewing machine. And every hour, she would sit for 5 minutes in deep silence. This is a story of 65 years ago. And in the drawer of this sewing machine, she had a little diary. And 5 minutes she would spend in deep silence. And then the next 55 minutes would be an experience of powerful silence, a powerful experience of peace. And this was the effort she made. So if a person really wants to make sincere effort, then they will find one or other yukti to do this. And they will experience Baba's help, love from the seniors. An effort maker does receive this. But if someone is going into wasteful matters, going into imaginative things, then they cannot really and truly experience even 1 minute deep silence. To think wastefully is so detrimental, it just doesn't allow you to spend even a minute in silence. And that's an experience that I know. So, from the heart, one way or another, let me truly go into deep silence for even 1 minute. So what are we hearing in the blessings nowadays about the server soul? Who is a server? One who has renunciation and tapasya. Let go of all situations, whatever is happening, let go of it. And I'll tell you one other story, so that he's been sharing a lot of stories the last few days. One other story. You know, once you have practiced something, then that experience of that practice is going to draw you, it's going to pull you. Then nothing else can attract you. Nothing else can then claim your attention, where you start feeling sorrow and then you have to make effort to chase that sorrow away. First of all, you created that sorrow, and then who is it that's going to chase that sorrow away? The other day, one of the brothers shared a song, and that was that God is the one who chases away the sorrow of human beings. And who will chase away your sorrow? If any situation comes to you, then Baba is in the bondage of removing that sorrow. That is the song of the path of bhakti, that God is the one who removes your sorrow. But it is the experience of we Baba's children. All you have to do is be very good in every way. And that's the only internal feeling, that I want to be very good in every way. And it is Baba's work to make me very good in every way. Nobody else can do that. No didi, no dadi. No one else has that capability. But if I have the desire to be very good in everything, in every way, then Baba will make me that. Let me then take virtue from everyone else and be Satoguni, one who sees virtue. And if I'm just seeing the weakness of someone or other, then Baba is not available to reform me. And then Baba says, today you're seeing this one's defect, tomorrow you'll see somebody else's weakness. And then, how can Baba help? Yesterday, Daddy had gone to Kensington, to Gizi Ben's place, Kensington Center, and very good chit-chat they had yesterday. And the essence of the chit-chat that Daddy had had with Jemini Ben and others, the situation of the world is such, whether it's your own situation or that of the other, of others in the world, Those things are what are within each one. People think of how the business is, how the husband is, how relationships are, how this is, how that is. All of those things are within the self. And in that there is sorrow, deception and absolute confusion. So one, there's some or other form of sorrow, then you feel deceived, and then there is total confusion. So what is life then? What's the condition of life? What is one's state then? So first of all, if there's the habit of taking sorrow, experiencing sorrow, then doesn't matter what it is, let me not feel sorrow. But who will experience sorrow? Those who don't know how to remain content. But one who has the method of chasing away the sorrow of others, they will never be unhappy themselves. What did Baba do? He just wanted all his children to remain in happiness. And so Baba never felt sorrow. If one... If there are not good things, elevated things, powerful things in the intellect, then the person is not able to know how they are giving sorrow or taking sorrow from others, and how deception begins. Cheating is like a major sin. And it is through this that confusion begins. Confusion where you don't know, shall I do this thing or that thing? What shall I do? What shouldn't I do? Where should I go? It's as if God is not there for them. They're so lost, confused. And Baba used to say, look at your face. There's such sadness on your face. Are you a widow or something? You've got a face like a widow. That is such a face of sadness. And so Baba would not even give toli to such a person. You know the story of Savitri Dadi. Savitri Dadi was just sitting. And Baba said, will the child give Baba toli? And Baba asked her, if Ram, that is her husband, were to leave the body, then would you cry? And she said, no, I wouldn't cry. And then Baba said, okay, then I will take toli from your hands. And so some sit very sad, and Baba says, oh, this one looks like she's become a widow. Or if somebody doesn't have parents, is an orphan, or is a widow. Then there is that sorrow visible on their face. So a child says, I'm going to become your child. A child doesn't automatically take birth to Baba, but is first born to their mother and father. And when a parent wants a child, then Baba says, I'll be your child. And Baba gives the inheritance, but Baba also receives something from the parents. But some parents say that you are my first child, they would say that to Baba. But their Lokic children come afterwards, that if there's anything the parent wants to give, then it's first for Baba, not first their Lokic children, because Baba is the one who has given support. Baba is the one who gives the true support. And there's the story of one soul who Dadi knew even before in Lokic life, very sweet soul, her face, was such that nobody loved her. Her parents didn't have love for her. Her brothers and sisters didn't have love for her. And she felt a lot of sorrow that she didn't know what love was. She didn't know, have an experience of that from her Laukic family. And this was on the basis of how she looked, that she saw how others had love for one another, but nobody had love for her. And then she went into this party, Congress party, and at that time there was the Gandhiji's movement, and there she worked very hard, and she wore very simple clothes, khadi clothes, and there people started giving her regard, so she felt very accepted. And then suddenly she remembered Dadi Janki, and Dadi says, yes, sometimes people do suddenly remember me. And this lady was feeling that Dadi Janki had become very happy having gone to Baba. And she had a vision of Dadi with Baba. And she suddenly came to Baby Bhavan, where Baba was sitting in the gathering with the children. And at that time, nobody was allowed to come into the Bhavan, nor was anyone able to meet Baba directly. And as she appeared, Baba said, call the child in, call the child in. And she came in and sat down. And after that, she refused to leave. She refused. And she said, you're here, so why shouldn't I be here? She refused to go. So we asked Baba, what should we do? And we said, Baba, this child is saying she doesn't have any virtue. And Baba said, Baba will make her complete with all virtues. Let the child stay. And so we witnessed how Baba made this soul full of all virtues. Such an obedient, good-hearted soul. She went ahead of all of us. She became a number one soul. She had the virtue of cleanliness, and she looked after Baba's clothes, Baba's cutlery, Baba's plate and katori. And so at the time of listening to the murli, Mama would be sitting on the gadi, and she would sit very close to the front to Mama, and she felt she had the right to be there. And her intellect was like stone, but her face shone. She hardly ever spoke, but there was complete transformation in her life. And there is the praise of the stone intellect. And how God transforms the stone intellect. And this was the example of this child. And when she became very sick, Baba said that he would look after the child. And why? Because for her, God was her entire world. And so, though she had love for all of us, and especially for me, Baba said he would clean this child's urine, and Baba looked after her to that extent. And so today there's been another letter to Dadi that please help me in some way, do something for me. And so Baba said, okay, it'll happen. And when that particular soul, this one who was described to have been like a stone intellect when she left the body, Baba is the one who gave his shoulder to carry this child to the cremation ground, that Baba would not even have done for his own son or anyone else. Why? Because this child only remembered Baba. And what do the rest of the children do? They remember this one, that one. They remember the mistakes of this one. How can we reform others? Why should we trap ourselves in others? But as Baba says, just be well wishes for others. If anyone comes in front of you, just have good wishes for them. Because death is in front of us.
And
Baba has had this mercy for us that he has always reminded us that destruction is just ahead of you. And we have believed this, that before destruction comes, we have to transform our lives, to surrender ourselves, let the mind, thoughts, words and actions be elevated, and let my breath and my every thought be worthwhile. To be surrendered means that nothing is mine. You ask, are my thoughts, words and actions elevated? If they are not, if my thoughts, words and actions are not elevated, then today you may be part of the subjects, and with effort you might even become a king, but that will only happen when there are elevated thoughts, words and actions. Even if someone is surrendered, but their thoughts, words and actions are not elevated, then they cannot claim the status of a king. Sometime, maybe a subject, if the thoughts, words and actions become corrupt, then even lower than a subject, they can become the subject of a subject. So Baba explains very deeply. He speaks such deep murlis so that our thoughts, words and actions can be elevated, so the mind can be so elevated, and it is in this way that our status can become higher and higher. And to do service, why should we ever let go of doing service? So many tests have come, but I have promised in my mind, in front of Baba, I might die, anything may happen, but I will never let go of doing your service, even if I was thrown out of here, even if I'm defamed, even if anything adverse happens. If somebody insults you, defames you, then never let go of Baba or service. These are merely tests. You know, Dadi Nirmal Shanta, she did the service of stitching shoes. This was during the beggary time. Because we couldn't afford to buy sandals for 5 rupees. Sometimes they're expensive. But we couldn't even afford sandals which were 5 rupees. And so she invented an invention of how to make slippers. You know, old car tires and the rubber of that. And she would cut that to the shape of like an insole shape and put 2 straps on it. And that would be a simple slipper to wear. And this is the service that she did. And she did it with so much love, don't even ask. And so everyone thought it was very strange for Dadi to offer to make, to stitch people's clothes, old clothes, torn clothes. And otherwise in those days we would have just discarded things if they were torn. But even now Dadi says she watches out for any little hole or any little tear, and she would still repair the clothes. And for a long time what they used to do, if the sari was torn, then she would take a piece of one sari and a piece of another sari, and out of 3 saris take away all the torn bits and make 2 good saris and stitch them together in this way. And I used to like doing that. Why? Because she didn't want the yagya to be spending money on her personally. Let whatever there was be used in a worthwhile way. And Dadi's never ever lost anything. Not even a small hanky, not even a napkin. And these things would have lasted her for years. So why I'm saying this is, to the extent there is love for the yajna, then for those who make some contribution to the yajna, then of course they've benefited, and through that incognito donation there is benefit in return. Some like to make sure of what they're giving. But Baba had said that children, only the money of Brahmins will be used to feed the children. So only that of an honest Brahmin's earnings will be used to feed the Brahmin children, and not that of a warrior or any other type of soul. So my Baba had said this. Because if there was money that had come to Baba that had been earned in any other way, it would be used in other things, but not for food for Brahmins. So God has taught us knowledge. He has shared knowledge through the mouth of Brahma. And he has fed us through the hands of Brahma. And this is why we are so strong. For the dadis, you know, the dadis, what they ate in the early days is from Brahma Baba's own income. So, in those days, we saw the elderly would come running to class early, and the young ones would come on their bicycles and still be late. And they, some of them would cycle 2-3 miles or walk 2-3 miles, and they would say, we've eaten true ghee, we've eaten healthy food, strong food, that would make us strong, and that's why it was no problem walking. And they had that intoxication of whose children they were and who it was that was feeding them. So that happiness and intoxication is what enables us to claim an elevated status. If someone has less happiness, then the intoxication may go up for a moment, but it also comes down very quickly. So, you know, the other kind of intoxication through alcohol, and that intoxication doesn't come down very quickly. But this intoxication of the spiritual kind comes down very quickly. Why? Because we engage in seeing others, thinking about others. So 1 second of seeing others, thinking about others, and the intoxication comes down immediately. Just think what Baba is making you into. How Baba sees you. How much Baba has fed me, looked after me. And doesn't matter how others are, let me see everyone as good. Let me keep my vision very good. If Baba says, then Baba will say the child's drishti and intellect have become very good. Let my vision be yogyuk and surrendered so that my mind, my thoughts, words and actions are elevated. And then everything is used in a worthwhile way. My thoughts, my breath. So in just a minute project, not even a minute should be wasted. Not that you only remember Baba for a minute, because there won't be glorification in this way. But not even a minute should go as waste. When we have this degree of attention, then people of the world will receive this vibration. So now, we're running out of time. There's stories and stories, but today's blessing of renunciation, you know, when I was a nurse, then day and night,
अपने आप जाकर के जाके सेवा करती थी.
Dadi didn't have to be awakened.
Mama ने कहा
awoken, but she would just run to do service. And Mama called her suddenly one day. And suddenly she said, at that time, Dadi Pushpashanta had surrendered. And so, Baba, sorry, Mama and Baba wanted her to have such a role where she comes into contact with all the sisters. And so, Dadi Janki was told that let her do your duty and you move to another bhavan so that the patients don't remember you. So, Dadi Pushpashanta was given Dadi's role of nurse and the patients started remembering Dadi. And I was sitting one day and Mama had come to the bungalow where I was staying and Mama said, Janki, you've had renunciation, but you haven't understood the meaning of renunciation. And I just started looking at Mama. What was Mama saying? And Mama said, you've had renunciation, but you haven't understood what renunciation is. So I said, Mama, I don't understand. And Mama said, well, understand what renunciation means. Then afterwards, I went to Mama and Mama said, up till the point that you are still remembering those patients, then Dadi Pushpashanta will not be able to serve them. And Mama asked me, are you remembering the patients? And Dadi admitted that she was. And so from that time, Dadi stopped remembering those patients. And so from as Dadi Pushpashanta has become instrument for serving those patients, how can she serve them if you're still remembering them? So in this way, Mama and Baba underlined things for me, taught me in this way. And Dadi Chandramani, when she went to do service of Punjab, and Dadi had been there previously, and the way Baba and Mama took me away from Punjab was such that the souls of that area would not remember me at all. And so the moment Dadi stepped away from there, everything of there was forgotten. And so this is how Dadi Chandramani was able to fit in. So to have that degree of renunciation where everything of that is forgotten. So where is Mike? So just underlining what this project, just a moment, really involves. To become complete and perfect, and then we can return home. I'll see if I can translate the song. The heart says, Baba, I just want to keep looking at you, seeing you, just seeing you. Sweet words. I just want to keep listening to your sweet words, Baba. The heart says, Baba, I just want to keep seeing you. From the time that you have made me yours, from the time that you have come into my heart, I just dance with happiness. I swing in happiness. That's all I want to do, swing in happiness. The heart says, Baba, I just want to keep seeing you. Shanti.